You gotta stretch your voice.
You need to, because you have the things that be low.
You're pissing me off. I'm loud in real life sometimes. Most of the time.
Episode 156 of I Said What I Said podcast. Yes. We're back. We're here. Mm-hmm. We're ready.
Are we ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
No. It's been so long.
Are you ready?
Cut it out. You know the drill. You have been here about 15 11 times. We are joined with a special reoccurring guest. Shahani, say hey to the people's
damn. Hey, people's damn.
Stop that by popular demand. You know they missed you.
Rocky, get down. No. You need to stop.
I don't know why you want to come up here.
Goodbye.
It's too early in the show.
Go.
That third member is a little upsetting of her place today. Oh,
not nice.
Attitude.
Look, no, nobody's calling. Go. Goodbye. Shit. It's a game, his ass.
Why do they communicate like that? Hey, y'all. It's been a minute.
We're back.
Yes.
Listen, let's jump right in. And what? We're going to start with our reoccurring guest. What's your song for this week? This year?
You know what? I've been a little annoyed with music because everybody's taking too long to drop something. Like, when's the last time I feel like nobody's dropped anything until like the end of March.
Well, you know they have their quarters where they come in. Yeah. The big artists never drop until summertime or beginning of summertime. So that's why we're starting to get rollouts from different people now. But we're not going to really get, I don't think we're going to really get any big celebrity artists until maybe May.
Yeah, like summertime, honestly. Yeah. I've been
21 dropped early this year, though. I keep going back to that.
I keep forgetting about that album. Because I repeated it for so long, and then I just gave it a break. But honestly,
yeah, top of the year.
I went old school this year. This week. I've been bumping Carl Thomas.
Okay.
I don't know why. Has. Emotional.
She has. But that song is, those are the songs that you appreciate with time and with age.
And I'm not even in that, like, really sad mood, but it's something about emotional that has just been, it's been on repeat all week
in my car. Donald Jones.
I don't know what it is. It's just, I've been in a mood where I'm like, when did men have a lot of feelings?
The 90s?
2000s too.
Like, feel things? And that, I think that's when they was feeling things.
I know when
music.
It stopped in 2013.
What happened in
2013?
The last, like, really heartfelt R&B, like, mixtape that I listened to was Eric Billinger. That's when it stopped. It was 2013. He's the last person. Well, I mean, if you want to count Tank.
Yeah. You have to count Tank. What do you mean if you want to count Tank?
And then when Chris Brown started to get real angry on songs, that's when...
Yeah, he went down the whole thing. Yeah, no.
But he still will pop out two or three on them 40-track albums. He'll still pop out 3 or 4 begging ass songs, but you have to search and dig through the album to get to that.
Writing, like, just how?
I don't even know if he's
10 of them sound the same. Ten of them sound the same. It's like he don't say no to no song. He doesn't say no to not one song.
Nothing.
Any writer,
I feel like these songs
is
old too. Like, his songs are just old. They just now releasing.
Yeah. Like, he probably just had them in his archives for play. So long. And he's like, all right, let's just add this to the next
drag.
We got 16 songs. Like,
copy paste.
It's unnecessary.
We don't need 16 Wet the Beds. And, like,
it's too much.
We haven't even had it with
And
the
they're
bed.
All saying the yeah, same true. Thing. That's what they're I'm saying. All saying, like, can I have sex with you? Let's go party, drink, take some drugs, and then
we got Adderall.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you talked about Adderall?
I was being modest.
About Adderall a lot this week.
That's because that boy on it. They usually take perks, allegedly. But
they're definitely taking perks.
Yeah.
They're definitely taking perks.
I don't know.
Just to keep
Perks keep your dick hard?
That's what they say. I ain't never fucked no nigga that took perks.
Me either.
I don't want to know.
I don't really know anyone that does hard drugs.
Hard drugs.
I only know people that do weed. Like, take weed.
Do the ganja?
Smoke weed or take edibles.
Ain't nobody just...
I don't know. Nobody just... Nobody.
Nah.
Nope.
I don't know what that says about you. Are you judgy?
No.
They don't want to do their drugs in front of you?
Do what you want. Do with what you
then
have.
You see me at the table and I...
I mean, oh my God. Like, you need to go to the bathroom and do that.
See? At judgy.
Why would you do it at the table?
Yeah.
Do it in the bathroom.
Decriminalize the stigmas of snorting coke.
Niggas do drugs. Are you a... Are you an expensive crackhead? Yes, but niggas do drugs.
What is your song mood of the week?
A song mood of the week. It's not actually a song, but go and look up Cranium's acoustic melody on YouTube.
How did you find that?
It's been out for like 2 years. He dropped it on his Instagram, and then it just pops up like all his different songs. He just did it like his own Jamaican Tiny Desk.
Yeah, it's literally like the Tiny Desk. Yeah. It actually sounds really nice. He has a really nice voice.
His voice is amazing. That's my nigga.
I liked it.
Like in my head? My
nigga. She's in love with him. Like obsessed.
Not obsessed. I have fond feelings for the man.
Fond feelings? I told you wordy.
I don't give a shit what you said about me.
Fond feelings. Fond
feelings.
Because I am fond of him.
Because I said two F words. Fond that feelings.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anytime she's about to explain something, she gotta add extra sentences in there.
There's feelings.
Fond is a feeling.
I'm fond of him.
Fond is a feeling.
I don't want to say it like that. I like the way I said it. I think I'm gonna continue to use it that way.
Fond feelings.
But yeah, y'all look up that acoustic melody on there. They brought it back on TikTok, and then I just kept playing it over and over. And then with the new speaker, it just sounds absolutely stunning. It's beautiful.
Don't lose that speaker.
No,
it's mounted to the wall. It ain't going nowhere. Oh, yeah. Somebody would have to steal it.
LG soundbar. If y'all looking for a real good speaker. Sorry. Oh, my God.
You gave us nothing to tell these people about them. Sorry. Oh, God, you're such a rookie. It's all good.
I know. It's a really good speaker.
What you been listening to, Jasmine?
Ariana Grande.
You like it?
It's cute. Oh. Eternal Sunshine.
Just it's that song not, or the that's that, that is
no
that the album?
That's the album.
Ooh.
It's not like the last.
It's not. Though. It's not like the last.
I haven't tapped in. It's not
bad. Like it just it
said clearly
it's not
Victoria
sad.
Is missing.
Yeah, it's not sad.
Victoria Monet think about her own.
She needs to.
She's worrying about herself.
She's paying
now.
Her dues to the other celebrities in society. It's time for mamas to get her recognition.
It was
which
just
has
very pop.
Mm-hmm.
Very pop. And I mean, she has an incredible voice regardless. But I just wasn't feeling it.
Even the white girls that I know, the white girls that I associate from time to time.
Oh my
with,
God.
They
it wasn't bad.
They
like
it
was. I don't know because she wasn't really like talking about the stuff that she normally talks about, like
was stealing people, man.
That or like heart, like. Heartbreak or whatever.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that.
She was sad girly, but she knows how to kind of make it a little.
She was going through back and forth, like, oh, we're together. Oh, we shouldn't be together. Oh, we broke up.
Yeah,
oh, now we're back together and stuff. It kind of gave like of a relationship, like a roller coaster.
Like a
that was like the vibe of it. Yeah.
She's not a girl's girl.
That's a good description for it. It was okay though. She did her thing.
It was different. I was like, okay.
They said she's turning back white. The light blonde
they said
hair.
Spanish.
Oh.
That's not giving abuela.
That's what they said. They said Spanish.
That's not giving TT.
A little bit like Spanish pop.
Well, that's kind of old. TT and
she looks kind of. She looks a little bit. She's looking older.
She's never going to look
gonna
old
older.
To me.
Yeah, let me stop. She's never going to look older.
Never going to look old to
that
me.
That face is just, it's elementary. It's going to stay that way.
It's and then the ponytail.
And her is, eyes are so big.
Yeah.
And her
the ponytail's lower now.
Mm-hmm.
And the
and
face,
blonde.
She's
mm-hmm.
white.
The
blonde is washing her face out.
Mm-hmm.
So they said she's going back European, but we just don't know.
European.
Real Scottish in the house, you know?
Shit. Oh my God. She did good though.
Who's in it? So we got Ariana. We have
Carl Thomas.
With a smidge of Donnell Jones in there. I'm going to just put that on you.
And I was then, about to say.
Y'all go run that up. Go run that up. I've been inspired. And then
Cranium. Who you're fond of.
Fond feelings.
I have fond feelings.
Oh my fond feelings.
Let me put that in the title. I might not pick it, but
no, fond feelings.
Well, I'm gonna do it.
have fond feelings for you.
I just want to know if anybody
would you ever say that to anybody?
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, the fuck I would. Do you know me?
I have fond feelings for you.
Can you pretend like you?
That's a really, tongue twister.
Do you know me?
I didn't know you would say that to like a man.
Yeah.
Oh,
Sash.
Yeah, fond feelings. How would you say it?
Hey, daddy, I got fond feelings.
Hey, no, daddy, I have.
Since y'all want to play, because that's all y'all want to do. Is disrespect me. This ain't ganging up on Sasha today.
Okay.
And I hold my own. And I got Rocky on my corner.
We won't. Okay.
He with me.
Rocky got you.
Rocky got me.
Oh. Love.
He's so cute.
Let's get into our word of the day. Word of the week. I'm going to start putting it as word of the week. Because
oh, what's this word of the week?
I have been trying to help people expand their vocabulary, right?
Okay, Webster.
And let me tell you why, right? Let me tell you why. Let me break it down. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to, you know, you run through Instagram. You run through mostly TikTok. Mm-hmm. You hear people and their articulation sometimes. I know what they're trying to say.
But they can't get it out. They can't get it out. You want to literally just...
Or they keep saying the same words over and over. Or you just pause in every fucking... pause in every sentence. Or type shit. Type shit. Not mean. And it's just... No. That's not to anybody specifically. Uh-huh. That is to a plethora of platforms like shows that I listen to.
Yeah.
It gets very annoying. It's like, damn. Like, we don't all have to sound like... We trying to rap or we listening to drill music all day. So I'm just like, let me throw some words out there. Now, granted, it's a new segment and I want y'all to bear with me and have grace. Because sometimes I can't pronunciate these words and I'll be listening back and it'd be sounding
it's
a mess.
It's okay.
But
what's this word?
Don't act like I ain't taught y'all nothing.
You can always,
Yeah, we do, girl. We played it this
I was going to say, you can play this sure thing.
Twice sure it's fucked up on me and it doesn't want to play. But I have it queued up. And today's word is...
Felicitate.
And
not facilitate.
No.
But felicitate.
Felicity with a tate.
Literally. Look how it's spelled. It's crazy. And I saw it. And look at the... Why don't you read the definition for me?
Felicitate means to congratulate.
And that's what our word of... My word... One of my themes of the year is congratulation. The other one was discipline. And I think the other one was celebration.
Can you use that in a
sentence?
I
was just about to do the first sentence.
Okay.
It says, we wanted to be the first people to felicitate our niece on her spelling bee victory.
Ooh, I wonder if she had to spell that because I would have been out.
A good way to remember felicitate is the Spanish term feliz.
Navidad?
Like happy birthday. So feliz, felicitate.
Well, maybe you should just come and do the word of the week every week.
That was good. Shit.
Right?
I'm not sure. I never threw that in there.
No.
Feliz Navidad.
I'm going to try to make it very ghetto.
Feliz Navidad.
No, I actually was going to make it cute. I would like to felicitate. And I would like to extend a felicitatory.
Dutch. Girl, I'm walking away.
Sasha, you could have just said, I would like to felicitate. Why did you have to put extend in there?
Now, would it be me if I didn't?
How long ago you email?
Like to
I don't know.
Girl.
I told you when I brought this segment up, I don't know when I subscribed to this. Then I started to look at the words and I'm like, I can learn something.
No, I said, how do you send like your emails?
She's wordy.
Your emails are wordy?
No, I'm not. You work with me?
I don't work with you, but I've heard her speak before. She's wordy. It doesn't matter
when
what it
I
is.
When I convey something through conversation, when I am working, no one has to question anything. They are not left confused. They know exactly what the
they
fuck is happening.
They are not confused.
That's it.
Are you calling me stupid?
No.
Because you can say that and we can fight.
No,
can you fight though? You coming crazy.
You just add
can
extra.
You fight? That's three.
Good.
That's three right there.
You just add extra words. It's okay. I tell you this all the time.
Yeah, but you slow. And you're simple, and I can't help that.
Word of the week is felicitate.
Felicitate.
So well, who were you trying to
felicitate? I was going to say congratulations to you. Yeah. Stepped all on that.
You could still felicitate me.
You out your mind. But, you know, Mama's is on here for a reason, and she did just turn 30. So I do want to extend a welcome to the 30 up club, because
how is it, y'all?
I think that at this juncture, we get better. I think once you hit 30, if you can embrace all the transitions and changes that are about to happen, especially with, I think this is where you really start to mature. I know everybody says, you know, 25 is our milestone. It's a little bit of a peak for people.
25?
People say that. I did feel a shift in 25.
I don't remember anything.
I'm trying to remember that year, and I can't.
I do.
The mid-20s were kind of a blur up until, like, 28, 29. And I think that's because it was about to hit 30.
I remember 21, but like 20, and then it jumped to 25.
23 to 26, 27, I'm like, I was just having a good 26. Time. But I can't remember any pivotal moments in my life.
I was going to have fun.
I remember 28.
I think I remember. Yeah, I remember 28. Don't remember 29.
Yeah.
I don't remember 29.
I was just working and in school.
Truly and honestly do remember a shift in 25, but it wasn't that much of a shift. You know, they say the front cortex, that shit is supposed to be developed for us specifically, but I felt myself getting more, I felt myself wanting to be more serious, but it really did not transpire until I was 30.
Yeah.
Didn't. And now I'm actually making moves at 32.
Mm-hmm. So, shit glitchy.
You know. Yeah.
I'm like a strobe light.
I was about to say,
return it.
Video.
Yeah, we're going to get that money
back. I think 30s is fun. You get more knowledgeable. You speak up for yourself more.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Advocate.
But 30s is ghetto. Not in the back because you... You start to inquire more, like when responsibilities, yes, bills. Yes. You start to actually realize, you know, you need more of needs than wants. Mm-hmm. You just having to prioritize, like you really grow up.
It's
like,
stressful.
You really grow up.
Do you think it's ghetto because of the times we're living in, post COVID, inflation, insane rental prices, like not being able to afford certain things, but actually making decent money and still not being able to afford
things. That adds to it.
I do think that's a big ghetto part of it, because it's just like,
what if it happened, it wouldn't be this bad. I'm going to be very honest with you.
If COVID, I feel like that because a lot of companies,
three, 4 years of our life,
a lot of companies are trying to now play catch up or get back, and that's not fair to us because
we're taxing on everything.
Yes. Insurance companies are crazy, and I just want to say, car insurance companies, you're out of your fucking mind, because nobody told y'all. It was like,
no, they know we need them.
No, they know we need them.
It's very disrespectful.
Yes, a lot of people, you know, a lot of, you know, unfortunate things, you know, people did lose jobs, you know, during COVID, and yes, you know, they were, you know, so gracious and so nice to do whatever plans they had, but you
could have still stayed at the premiums
and that you were, because I think it's insane that now if somebody gets car insurance today, they have to pay you for the, like, $1,000 down when you had to just pay before for the rest of the month. That's
crazy.
Or if you don't pay that money down, if you don't pay, like, you know, when you pay it all away in full, your monthly premium is crazy.
Yep.
And they are waiting for you to fuck up. They want any violation.
They want any reason to up that charge.
Where a violation could have made your insurance go up maybe $40 to $50, they're cashing out and they're taxing you $150, $200 a month.
Fucking,
higher.
Kiana, we got the same car insurance, and she wanted to get her her window fixed, but she paid whatever she paid every fucking month,
and they won't fix it.
They gonna tell her, oh, it has to be over a certain amount for us to fix
it. It's too low of an amount. I had to do that too.
It's too low of an amount.
They wouldn't fix so when I had got safe into that
life
accident.
Repair safe lap that.
Yeah,
place.
When I had my they Honda and them. I got into that accident, and they fucked up my two mirrors. The only reason why I even got the one mirror done. Is because I went through the other person's insurance. They never claimed anything, so they gave me partial of the money. I found my own mechanic that fixed it for that price, or fixed it for close to that price. But then when I tried to go through my insurance, they were quoting this, that, and the third, and they were like, oh, well, it's too small of an amount, so we won't pay.
That's why I didn't even bother to hit them up.
But you want my car to be totaled.
My backlight, randomly, like a chunk of it, is broken. It happened like a year ago, and I'm like, I don't even know when
don't
this
do
happened.
But,
I don't
but
even
don't,
know.
Don't, don't even don't do it though, it. Because it'll show up. Like, if you ever have to get different insurance, it'll show up as a violation. Don't you have to call this number, because mm-hmm. I had did that because somebody like actually hit my old car, hit my car. It was parked or whatever, so it was a dent, and I had called, but I was like, fuck it. Yeah. I just never called back. Don't I call got it in. Fixed, but when I tried to get insurance, they said it's this is on it, so they gave me a number I had to call, and I had to mm-hmm. let them know, like, it was just like, yeah. I report, it was a hit and run, so they had like cleared it off, but still, it's that's like, so frustrating. Like you can't just, even report shit to your insurance.
I'm just gonna fix it myself.
The last accident I got in, it was same insurance on same insurance, so yes, they fixed it. They found him in the wrong because of the police report. And I got my car fixed. But then when I tried to switch over and go to a different insurance company, it's coming up as if I got into an accident, it's my fault. And they won't even look at me as a viable person to put on their insurance. Mm-hmm. They're like, your premium would be too high. So wow. Now I'm stuck with motherfucking shitty ass Geico. And they know they have me in the bag. Geico. So they can charge me whatever because they know I need insurance in the state of New Jersey. And they know I need full coverage with the type of car I have. Mm. So they got me. It's enslavement.
Yeah. The 30s is fun. I feel like 30s is fun is when you get to like really, you know, explore, you know, yourself and what you want, you know, who you want, you know what I'm saying? Things like that. And just, you know, set, you know, just try it out, you know, just try whatever out.
This is the time for setting your standards, figuring out your coping mechanisms, setting forth your boundaries and really sticking to it. And I think like when you hit that 30 mark, nobody can really play with you. Yeah. I think there's an air about you. If you're self-aware, if you really want to do the work on yourself, this is the time where you really set the standard for who you are and who you want in your life.
Yeah.
And you realize of all the extra shit you got to cut out.
Yeah. And I definitely feel like I'm at a stage in my life where nobody can really play in my face. Like, nobody can really take advantage of me. Like, I know who I am, very confident in who I am and like what I want out of life. Mm-hmm. So at this point, I'm really just building on top of whatever I have already and then still like just exploring little facets of me that I haven't really gotten to explore before.
Don't put no pressures on, you know, on yourself.
I don't have no pressure.
With anybody else, you know what I'm saying? With anybody else is doing or got at, you know, your 8:30 or whatever. Yeah. Just, you know, do what, you know, is best for you and how you want to move.
Yeah. Literally. Mm-hmm. I'm excited, though.
Yeah, and even with the bills situation and inflation and things like that nature, we have more access to information now. So, I just want us to... Yes, it's annoying, but I really do think of it on an aspect where I had to come to this point anyway. I had to do this shit regardless. I'm going to have to pay some bills. I'm going to have to make some payments instead of third because I'm going to pay for peace of mind. I'm going to pay to better myself. And I'm going to pay to be a different bitch. Like, I could be stuck. I can be complacent.
Yeah.
But there's things that I want out of life. So if I got to put some money towards it, fuck it.
And you know what my grandfather always say? Like, I always talk to him. He just say, simple as this. It's life.
And that's like, and that's
literally, like, he literally just says, it's life. And I just be like, he was like, I know. Yeah. He's like, but, like, it's life.
The simplicity in that, it's like,
if you want to fight it when you're younger or when you're upset about something, but honestly, it's life and shit happens.
You just gotta keep life. Don't stop for nobody.
It goes on until it doesn't.
What Dory say? Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming until you can. That's all you can.
That just came up in the book I'm reading.
That's all you can do. It's like just keep going.
Literally.
Do what makes you happy, honey.
Yeah. Bless you.
I didn't want that sneeze to come out. That was really dainty.
It was such a cute sneeze.
I'll huff and puff and blow this whole house down. I'll tell you that right now. But yes, we have an ICU play it this week, so we're going to jump into that. And we are going to be giving a shout out to 11-year-old Courtney Solomon. She emerges as a trailblazer, making history as the first black cowgirl to enchant the national rodeo stage.
I'll be seeing her on TikTok all over.
And it's just going with the theme of rodeo. I think that maybe that's the first quarter of the year.
Mm-hmm. Country is Texas. Here.
It's very cunt. It's very cunt tree right now.
All right.
I can say it. It's cunt tree right now. And I like anything that's black and going back to our roots, you know, black cowgirls and black cowboys. There's a very big population down in Texas in the deep south. But just for it to be mainstream and she's the youngest at 11 years old, we want to shout out to Miss Solomon. So shout out to her. Beyonce brought it back.
The rodeo?
Why is it cowboy?
No, the rodeo is every year.
Why is it Cowboy Carter and not Cowgirl Carter?
Well, you know she calls herself King Bee, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
she likes to ruffle
feathers. It's like a sexist thing.
I mean, not a sexist thing, but like a feminism thing.
Because, you know, everybody wants to put it like patriarchy makes the man the highest standard. But I'm the highest standard.
It gets
people
mad. And it gets white people mad, too.
I'm the king.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm the cowboy. And gotcha. And y'all don't like the album title.
Oh, that's the title?
It's Cowboy
Carter. Cowboy Carter.
Oh. Get over. I thought it was a picture.
Mm-mm. Nope. That's the title.
Cowboy Carter.
Y'all could just call it Act 2 if you don't like it. It's not that serious.
I don't have an opinion.
Not you. Twitter.
They mad?
Yeah, they're annoyed about it. They're mad because she used her actual last name. They're mad because it has something to do with Carter, so they're equating.
That's her husband. Just let it go. I gotta move.
It's Shazam Cowboy Knowles.
But Lowe's is
not
her last name.
That's not her last name. Her name is Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carter.
Carter sounds better anyway.
I'm not listening to no. I'm gonna listen to it, but Cowboy Knowles sounds stupid. Let's be real. Cowboy Carter ain't my favorite either. But if you don't like it, call it Act 2. Or call it the fucking rodeo. Who cares? Call it Beyonce.
Just call it Beyonce's album.
What the fuck?
Literally.
Jolene.
Oh my God, Jesus.
Dolly Parton talking out here. Got some things coming, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine, let's break down these 10 surprising facts about Women's History Month. Because it is March, y'all. And we are in that time. Actually, your birthday is Happy International Women's Day.
So shout out to you knew that?
Yeah.
When did you know that?
I realized around
a couple years ago,
yeah. Like
it's maybe a lot of days that
27, 28. I was like, oh wow, this is a special day.
It's been around for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's break down these women's facts.
I'm just going to give 10 facts about International Women's Day. So International Women's Day was first recognized.
Women's History Month.
No, it's a day. This a day. Oh, Women's History Month. But it talks about all of the things that
integrated
underneath
inside
the
of
tree.
It?
Okay. Really, yeah.
Got it.
International Women's Day was first recognized in Europe. Mm. International Women's Day's date was chosen because of the Russian Revolution. So the date of March 8th became significant in 1917 when women in the Russian capital of Petrograd protested and went on strike.
Yeah.
Women's History Month started as a local week. Ooh. Women's History Month Women's History Month began as a local week-long celebration in Santa Rosa, California in 1978.
Cali gonna do it there so quickly.
All the time. It took years for Women's History Month to be federally recognized. In 1980, the National Women's History Project led a coalition of women's groups successfully lobby President Jimmy Carter to issue a proclamation that recognized it. The U.S. president designates Women's History Month every year, as it should.
Right.
I hear about it.
There is an annual theme for Women's History Month. The National Women's History Alliance sets a theme for the month every year. This year's theme is women who advocate for equity, diversity, and inclusion.
Oh, excuse me, theme. That theme is bold.
Mm-hmm.
Equity, diversity, and inclusion.
Women's History Month is celebrated differently in Canada.
Everything's celebrated
differently in Canada. It says Women's History Month has spread around the world from the Philippines to the UK. Mm-hmm. In the latter month, day is also celebrated in March, while Women's History Month is generally celebrated in October for Canada.
Oh, wow.
They are so different.
Don't they have a different Monday, they have a different Thanksgiving.
Insurance, everything. Yeah,
everything.
Okay. All right. See you, Toronto.
International Women's Day is celebrated with certain colors, purple, green, and white.
Did not know that.
Me either.
Look at me learning. I don't like that.
Purple, green, and white.
I don't like that.
Mardi Gras?
Yeah, that trio of colors.
I'm not Mardi Gras.
Okay.
And then this year's actions will focus on abortion rights. So each year they have a different right.
I've been seeing that heavily.
They're trying to Handmaid's Tale the country, so that makes sense.
It's scary out here.
If y'all ever watch Handmaid's Tale, go check that out.
Have y'all seen the theme on you know the theme on TikTok was like, oh, I'm a nurse. Of course I do this.
I hate all of them.
Did you see the one of the white ladies in Alabama that's doing with the embryos?
Stop it.
No.
They're trying to prove a point that, because you know that now they're saying if like a woman's pregnant, the embryo, that they can now get child support. Mm-hmm. So now they were like, I'm a mother in Alabama, and something, you know, an embryo, they have it at the table eating. They're trying to be fucking smart. Like, this is dumb.
I'm just gonna let y'all know there's certain states I cannot move to.
Texas, fucking Alabama, Florida.
Shout out. That's why everybody.
Texas and Florida.
That's
number
why when
one.
The girls go to when they go to Houston, they get pregnant within a year, and that's it.
Florida is a no pregnant. To me. Never going to never Florida. Florida. Never want my child to go to Florida. No. School in Florida. We can figure something else out. Sorry.
Whitewash the fuck out of that place.
Florida is not for me. Mm-mm.
And Florida getaway shit, and it's whitewashed as hell. So who the real ghetto banshees?
They thugs.
We gonna say it. You thought it. We said it.
Shout out to Women's History Month. It's a good month for it.
It is. I've seen a lot of men saying, where's their appreciation month?
Yeah.
They get National Fitness Day in June. Call it a day.
It's men's fitness and... I think it's men's mental health and fitness
day.
Month.
Mm-hmm.
Month.
I thought it was June. A day.
I thought it was a month.
Oh, I thought it was a day.
Maybe I wouldn't know. And I ain't finna lie to you.
It might be a month. I thought it was a day.
In June?
Because we were talking about it at the gym.
I will. If I find out it's a month, I will say happy mental health fitness month, nigga. Go to the gym and read a book.
And see the lady.
Yeah.
I still want to talk to her.
So, okay, so I was going to ask this question on Twitter, but I'm just like, you know what?
Don't talk to those people over there. Twitter is not a safe place anymore.
I just want to know, when's the last time a man had butterflies?
We got to ask a man.
When's the last time a man felt actual butterflies? Like, wow. Ooh, it's something in my stomach.
I see stuff.
Yeah.
People we may, I don't know, but I see people that clearly don't live over here.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't know where we living at.
We in the Northeast.
I'm just like, when's the last time a man had true feelings? Like, wow, I really like this person.
You gotta ask your male counterparts.
That makes me nauseous.
To think about men having feelings?
No, I'm just saying, like, the where, like, trying to find out where, like, because we keep asking each, like, where?
Yeah. I genuinely want to know. I was talking to Brianna the other day, and I think we were listening to a song.
Michael Jackson.
No, it was like Maxwell or something. Pretty something real way. Sentimental. And I was like, wow, when's the last time a nigga had feelings, bro? When's the last time they felt true feelings for someone? And felt butterflies, like, when they see this person, they get nervous.
They're on a mission right now, telling them what we can and cannot do. Yeah, so, I don't know.
I would challenge you to ask a man. Have that conversation.
I'll see if they participate. I'll ask on Instagram.
Okay, and let me know. And then I got...
I'll be shy.
And I'm just the ones that... I'm not... To the ones that already are in a relationship, can they answer that?
Yes, they can answer that.
I got 2 to 3 men... I'm going to ask tonight.
Yeah,
okay.
They can definitely answer.
Tonight.
Anybody can answer. As long as you...
Because I genuinely want to know.
If you identify as a male, come and answer this question. We would like to know.
Identify as a male.
Please.
I'm PC, baby. What's up? I ain't playing around with nobody. We ain't offending no one.
I'm just curious. That's all.
I would hope you get an answer.
I hope so too. I'll keep you guys posted.
I've just been seeing, if I'm going to be the Debbie Downer, I've just been seeing a lot of men that is on, they're on this mission to humble women, especially black men that want to humble black women. So I don't even know if they even like the black woman.
They want us to beg.
No, they want us to be destitute.
They want
desperate. They want us to be complacent. They want us to be stupid and staying stupid. And when we advocate for ourselves and we're self-aware about what we want and what we're not going to tolerate, they don't like that. Now we're uppity. We're doing too much. Yeah. They are upholding patriarchal bullshit that white men taught them. They get beat down by the man every day, and they come back and they want to take that shit out on us. And we said no. Happy Women's International Month.
Yes.
All that. Mm-hmm. And a bag of chips. I know I conflated the month and the day, but it is what it is.
I can't wait to get the answers.
Let's get into the breakdown. I think we already started, but fuck it. We about to jump right in. How do you utilize your free time?
You know what I've been... Okay. As of January...
Simple but loaded.
As of January, it's been with reading. Mm. I got Twitter back maybe a couple... weeks ago.
It was like last week.
But I wasn't on Twitter for all of January, all of February. I didn't get Twitter back until like the beginning, of my vacation when it's and I've been on vacation for 2 weeks. It was last week, fool. Yeah. I've been reading. Like this is my fourth book that I'm on. I'm trying to read a book a month, but February I read two. And that was a short month, so I was proud of myself. Oh, sure. And I'm trying to read...
A day longer.
Yeah.
And they gave you that one day. Mm-hmm. I can feel it.
And I'm trying to read two in March. So now I might up it to two now that I'm getting faster. I used to think I was a slow reader. But honestly...
Nah, the book is good.
Yeah.
You're going to knock it out.
Reading, and then, you know, I'm a YouTube girl. I love YouTube.
Oh, that's how you love... I love YouTube.
Because I don't have Instagram. I don't have TikTok. I don't have social media. My only social media is TikTok. And I mean...
Pinterest.
Twitter. But the thing is, Pinterest, I don't consider a social media. Because I go on there really for resourceful things. Mm. I go on there when I don't know what meal to cook. And I go on there when I'm really trying to find something. Like, I don't go on there and just... Like scroll for no reason. I'll be trying to find
LinkedIn is damn near a goddamn social media app now.
People date on LinkedIn.
Facebook.
At least you know the nigga got a job. You can't be on LinkedIn without a job.
I got somebody's number on LinkedIn.
He has some school credentials.
That's true.
Yeah.
That don't mean not a fuck nigga, but I mean hey.
I got a number off LinkedIn. It's nice. It was okay. It didn't go anywhere. But I was like, this is different, but okay.
Would you like to connect?
Like, what? LinkedIn?
Upgrade your profile to premium. Let's network.
Craziness. But no, reading and then YouTube.
Yeah.
Right now, and now that it's getting warm outside, it's as soon as it gets warm, I take my dog to the dog park.
Mm-hmm.
I did it 3 times this week already. Because it just passes the time and it feels nice. Being outside. Right, Rocky?
Oh, please. See, I want to go dog park too.
Look at
him. You want to go to dog park?
Yeah.
You're not getting excited. Mm-hmm. What about y'all, though?
Utilizing my free time, I have been reading a little bit more. I came on here and I said that was one of our... We had an episode where we talked about goals that we want to have for 24, and definitely reading is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I have started that journey. I'm not as progressive as, you know, the other people around me, but, you know, I'm getting into these books. I'm trying to get back. I realized that I was a romance girl. I realized I wanted to try out other genres and see what I like. So we're going to see how that goes. Reading. Pretty much, not YouTube, but watching. Listening to content.
You're a podcaster. You listen to podcasts. No, but she has a weekly schedule. Like, I can't tell you what day my podcast drop. I just go on it when I have free time to listen, and then I'll listen about two.
But
she knows on Monday this is who's dropping on Tuesday.
Maybe three.
And she listens to them weekly. Okay. I have to be catching up.
I watch Don't Call Me White Girl faithfully on YouTube.
Mm.
I'm not a visual person. I need the audio.
I love YouTube.
There's certain things that I like to visually.
I love YouTube so much.
It's certain things that I like to visually see, but my podcasts are up there because I just genuinely like listening to people have genuine conversations. If it's a podcast and I realize there's a rift, or I see that this is getting a little bit too monetized and they want to do it a little bit more for money, even though get your fucking paper, because we sit here and we're giving people things to think about, talk about every single week. You should get compensated for that.
Yeah.
But I like the genuine aspect of having conversation.
There's a way to keep it authentic.
So I do have my rotation, definitely podcast. Of course, in my free time, I'm trying to better my skills with makeup. Like, that is my forte.
Mm-hmm.
And making restaurant reservations. I love that shit. My open table and my resi, beautiful. I have points.
If I'm going out,
I got to get more points. I got to go to more restaurants.
If I'm going out and I need a food spot, I don't Google anything.
Yeah, Sasha.
I can tell you how many times I've Googled something.
Let me tell you what they said about the ceviche. Don't go here to drink some water down. Mm-hmm. I'm going to know.
She knows.
I'm going to know.
She knows.
I'm going to let you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how I'm spending my time.
What do you do with your free time, Rocky?
Beg. Beg and beg and eat and eat and eat.
You just got to say that
yes,
name.
Yes, you do.
How about you, Jazz?
I like YouTube. I'm really into, like, I really want to have, like, a mini farm. Like, when I get, I really want land. I really want to farm. That'll be
so cool.
So, like, right now, I've just been into, like, on YouTube or even, like, TikTok. like, just looking up, like, how to take, like, different farm animals, what farm animals are easy to take care of. I'm going to send you
this girl that I watch on YouTube.
It's a black girl?
It's a black girl.
Oh, the one that just had the child?
Her name is Valadia, but she goes by Earth Mama Medicine. And she moved to the outskirts of Georgia. So she basically, I don't know what to call her house. It's not a ranch, but like, it's basically like a big ass tree house. And they renovated it, made the whole like deck and like did the whole perimeter of the house. And she literally just lives on this big ass plot of land. And she has two farm dogs, her own chickens. She got a shitload of eggs every freaking week. She shows you how she harvests all of her stuff in her garden. She makes all her vegetables. It's beautiful. So that's so beautiful.
My mom has a garden and she's taking gardening classes.
Oh, that's good.
So like all of that. But that's her free time.
And it's therapeutic too.
Gardening has been known to be therapeutic. So when I go down there, I help her with it and stuff like that just to learn. But I just been like looking up, you know, just trying to find interest in different things. But, you know, I really want to end up, you know, one day having like a nice, you know, piece of land where I can have, you know, like a farm and stuff like that.
That'd be really cool. And it's resourceful too. Because like you can start making your own food. Get some agricultural
grants. A pet went to school for agriculture. I keep saying that. She went to school for agriculture.
That's really cool.
And I also like try to use free time. I speak to my family a lot more.
That's
so
good.
We have, you know, more, you know, like conversation on the phone or WhatsApp, you know, just like texting and stuff like that.
Tapping into your people is important. It definitely is important.
Yeah, for sure. Nothing especially when you know, live relaxing, close to them.
Something that whatever I, you know, I could control because, you know, you're at work, so you really can't control, you know, at work. So I really like to utilize my free time, what I have control over. If I don't want to do something, I don't want to do it. It's what I want
to
do.
I used to be so task-driven in my free time. Like, okay, if I have a day off, I got to do this. I got to do that. Now I'm like, girl,
sometimes you are not at work.
You are not at work.
You still are, but you don't beat yourself up as much for it.
I'm still very task-oriented, but I've spent a lot more days doing nothing and feeling good about it instead of feeling guilty. I used to feel so guilty, like, you're lazy, you're not doing anything. It's like, girl, you work. We work enough. We spend the majority of our lives at work.
Literally.
You gotta reset.
So you gotta take time to yourself. You gotta find hobbies. You only really got
a Saturday and Sunday, if that.
Yeah, if you do Monday through Friday, it's so true. And
if you got more than one job, you work every day in some capacity. And most people have two jobs now. You are giving yourself and giving your time to somebody else.
Exactly.
So at the end of the day, when you have those days when you can literally decompress and it is just for you, you have to take it.
Yeah.
If I'm working 6 days out of seven. If I don't have anything to do on that Sunday, I have nothing to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm fine with that now. If I have to catch up on something, it will be done in the next business day.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. So I like how we utilize. I've been doing a lot of
hiking.
That's good.
I've been going on a lot of hikes, and I plan to keep doing it.
That's good.
I went on a hike today. It was really nice.
Good cardio.
Where'd you hike?
It was like 50 minutes from here, off of like Route 46.
Oh, you drove, honey.
That tends to be where a lot of the hiking is. Like off of Route 3, off of Route 46.
West New Jersey.
But the trails are so nice. Like it was a really nice waterfall. There was another one I did that had a nice like river area with a bench. Like it's just so therapeutic out there. Like just to walk and hear the leaves and the branches, it's really nice.
You get slapped with bugs.
It wasn't too much bugs today.
I don't mind the bugs. You got a problem with the bugs.
I don't like bugs.
Yeah, we know. We saw you last night. We did. Speaking about free time, another thing that we have been doing is really honing in on spending time with our girls and groups, doing little things, even if it's not just getting dressed up and going to somebody's, I can't say club, because I don't know the last time I've been in a club.
Yes.
But getting dressed up and going.
For your birthday. That's the last time I went to the club.
That was not a club. You talking about that up in somebody auntie's house renovated in New Orleans in the French Quarter?
No, I'm talking about when we actually went to the club.
Never do that again.
Yeah.
That wasn't even like a real club. let's be honest. That wasn't even a premium club. That was some That was some bullshit they were trying to.
Danky shit.
That was some New York. That was some off-brand Manhattan shit. Let's be honest.
That's the last time I ever did that.
Cheaper than what we would have spent if we went over the bridge, and the hangover was there. So mission accomplished.
I've really been into those intimate settings, like the girl dinners, the everybody potlucking and bringing something, and that's been the vibe.
Taking care of each other.
Yeah.
With it's been family really nice. And community. Just like getting together and doing things. Making sure that we tap in. Is everybody okay? We get real fucking silly, but we know when we come together, it's just going to be a fun time.
Yeah.
And speaking of doing that, in our free time, we've been stressing ourselves out with Love is Blind. And it's on the list. So let's break it down. The series is over. Love is Blind season 6. It's done. It's fini. It's cut. And for me, I have never been invested in Love is Blind as much as this season.
I have tapped in
with the other seasons. And even last night when we were watching the reunion, I had to be like, oh, these were the past couples. Okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Even last season, that season 5, when I seen a lot more men chiming in the conversation for Love is Blind. But nothing rocked it. Rock social media like this motherfucking season.
Yeah.
Triggering. A lot of people were sitting there and projecting. A lot of think pieces. A lot of it just disingenuous shit that was coming out.
Yeah.
People trying to get fame and clout off of this experimental reality TV show. And I just want to get your thoughts on and your takeaways on what the fuck were we watching for about a month when it dropped? Because it was three episodes each.
I'm really trying to gauge. So there's couples on there that are still married. There's couples that are having children. All the things. So I really had to ask myself, are these people genuinely happy?
Do you think the experiment works?
If you go in there with the right intentions,
yes. If you go in there with the right intentions, yes.
Agreed.
I do think the experiment works. I just think there's a lot of people that go on there before they fix their own things.
And come
in there with all their outside shit and baggage and expect a successful outcome.
Yeah.
And that's just not the way that this works.
This shit was a joke.
Like, when I
this
think
season
about...
was so fucking triggering. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It was a joke. Bad. Nobody... Everybody looked at it as...
Who do you take for face value this season besides Johnny and Amy? And then we're sitting here calling them boring. And honestly, that's the couple that we should be bigging up the most. Because they, for whatever they were trying to do this season, they came off the most genuine. And we're the only couple that actually took it serious and actually got married. But everybody wants to say they're boring. Put them to the side.
I mean, but that's how people really are in real life, though. You're boring. Like, couples are boring. Like, I don't, like... I mean,
I get what you're saying.
I
get what you're saying. You know what that reminded me of?
What are we expecting to see? Like, what do we want to see from them?
They're in love. Cool.
I don't like the word boring because it's not rooted in toxicity. I'm sorry. Johnny and Amy didn't have toxic. They didn't have any crazy ass
negative baggage.
They didn't have a wild ass storyline.
They genuinely liked each other.
They genuinely showed each other their shit. And they sat there and they were genuine when it came down to it. I understand that their storyline was downgraded because of all the other toxic shit from the other couples that were surrounding on the show. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But Johnny and Amy needed to be bigged up more.
They did.
Yeah.
That, if we're going to talk about if the experiment works, it does because of the premise of how they did it this season.
Yeah.
Everybody else needs to get the fuck up out of there and speak to everybody's lady.
Mm-hmm.
All over North Carolina.
I think some of the couples genuinely...
did fall in love.
Did fall in love. Like Bliss and Zach. I really, really like Tiffany.
Bliss and Zach was a spin the block story.
Exactly.
He did not.
He chose that really, really mean girl.
And she hated him.
And...
She was repulsed by him.
Mm-hmm. Tiffany and Brett?
Is it Brett? Tiffany and Brett are beautiful.
They're beautiful.
The way that he speaks about her and the way that she speaks about him is exactly, if I don't like couple goals, but if I was to mirror how I can articulate myself with my partner, that's how I would want to sound.
And the reason why I bring those two up specifically is because there's some couples on there that are still together that I don't think are genuine, like Chelsea and Kwame. We're not going to talk about them motherfuckers. But
somebody said unpopular opinion I still hate Kwame. I said, baby, your opinion is very popular. That's not unpopular. I think it's a mass consensus. He's not a genuine man.
Somebody like Alex. He's not a genuine man. He's fake.
Don't even know if you don't want to be African. Boy, get the fuck up out of here.
But Tiffany and Brett, the reason why I like them is because they went on their grown. They went on their accomplished already.
Put a
and
pin
were
in
like,
it. Put you a pin know in what? It. Put a pin in it because I have a question attached to that. Put a pin in it. Put a pin in it. Fine. Okay, so that was the first question I wanted to ask, if you guys do believe that the experiment actually works. Mm-hmm. It does. Now, I want lessons learned this season. I want to start with the good. Like, if you learned anything this season about yourself watching this show. Or anything about other people watching this show, specifically.
You know what? I think a lot of people don't like Clay. And I gotta say, I have a soft spot for Clay. I think Clay is a man that will be great once he gets past those things that he needs to do in therapy. I can't be mad at a man that knows that they have issues and is actively working on those issues. After the fact. It would be one thing if he said, you know, I'm a lot to deal with. You know, I just don't want to cheat on you. I don't want to do these things. And but then he's still out here doing. No, but. You mean he said but no, I'm saying it would be one thing if he.
I think I get what you I get what you mean.
It would be one thing if he said all of those things. And married her and continued to do those things. He sat there. They would have been
like that one couple, Jared and the light skinned girl. Yes. She should have never married that
nigga. Remember the one with the short hair. She was a little crazy. She had the adoptive parents.
And homeboy that got stabbed by his best friend, Jared. What? Y'all don't remember? Remember the black boy? It was a light skinned girl and it was a brown skinned guy with a low cut. His name was Jared. Look them up.
You remember that.
You remember them when you see them.
Breaking up.
And he cheated on her and he was a fuck boy.
Jared
and I forget her name.
Yes, okay. Yes.
So it would be one.
She got a podcast now. She cry every fucking day.
I understand what the girls are saying when they said he wasted AD's time and he should have never went to the altar.
First of all, I don't think
AD wasted her time.
I don't think he wasted her
time. I don't think he wasted her time. Because
he sat there in the pod.
I think that he wasted her time, but I think simultaneously AD wasted her time as well.
He sat there and said, I'm always going to repeat myself every fucking time when I say this shit. AD, you came on this fucking show and you came on here and you talked about you didn't like the way men always, you know, talk about you and objectify you, everything. And the first thing that Clay said out his, you, first of all, you heard his voice. You heard all the player shit that he was fucking saying. You heard he had a way with his motherfucking, his fucking words. And then when you heard him sit there and say that shit, asking you about your body this, body that, you sat there and you said, like, that's not what you want.
But
then you still went with it anyway.
Still went with it. I'm sorry, I don't think Clay was the villain here. And I don't think that him being scared to cheat on her was like something that should have gotten that big. And
I think he was fine until that daddy started talking. He was fine until that damn daddy started talking.
I told you that speech with his father. A lot of people was like, Clay, just like his daddy, they talk in circles, they don't make any sense. That man coming out there and giving him his accolades, reminding Clay of his heyday, reminding him that he's still in his prime. He went back. I think he was going to say yes. I think he was going to say yes. And I think his daddy got up in his ear and said, boy, you still got more fucking to do. Clay, I think that's what the underlying speech, even though he didn't say that, that's what it was. I'm sorry. I understand what you're saying. And I don't necessarily agree. I think that Clay knows exactly what he's saying. I think he knows exactly what he's doing. I think that Clay has this very young mentality where I have a certain look, I come from a certain background, I'm in a certain tax bracket, and we want to go back into the Kevin Samuels, the high value nigga, and bitches have to perpetuate to who I am. He saw a liquid AD. And he's like, yo, I'm going to further myself on this show because I know she's going to choose me. Mm. Look how fucking upset he got when he found out who his competition was.
I would have got upset too. And I don't understand why AD went on 2 dates with that man.
Afterwards, right? Go watch the reunion. Because actually, the reunion gave me what I need.
And now they're in a situationship. She was on this podcast.
I'm sorry. Clay knows what he's doing. And he knows...
And she tried to act like,
He knows the words. I don't think
she answered the question completely because she was like, "What they asked?"
She said, "Next question."
Would you give him another chance? And she looked at him, and then she was like, "Next question." She being funny. And what the fuck?
And what the fuck nigga gonna say? They still fuck around.
I was never a fan of AZ. I'm sorry, and I'm gonna give her somebody's savior this season.
I'll give her grace. She liked being the savior. That is the role that we as Black women sit there, and sometimes we take on, and we give ourselves this hierarchy of being that savior because that's what people put on us. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, if she would have sat there and he would have took her on that ride, she said it. There's nothing you could have said. There's nothing that you could have done. And I would have still chose you, me. Even though he's telling you exactly what he's going to do and say.
That's a red flag in itself. Y'all keep talking about Clay's red flags. That's a red flag. There's nothing you could have said or done to deter me from choosing you.
I cannot be with just you. I don't want to cheat on you. I don't want to fail you. All those things he's saying to you, and you're saying there's nothing that he could have said that would have changed your mind.
She's crazy. So that's why I'm like, she's DeLulu.
Clay showed her exactly who he is, and he's a fuck nigga.
She likes it.
And until she doesn't want to be a fuck nigga anymore, and then we go back, we speak about Johnny and Amy. A lot of people call them boring, but they loved Clay and AD's storyline because it was rooted in toxicity, and they saw themselves either being Clay at one point or dealing with a nigga like Clay, or they were AD at some point.
Yeah.
It made me throw up in my mouth watching their scenes because I saw how easily I could have been an AD about 3 or 4 years ago.
Shit.
And that's real sad. That's real sad. Because I was really... I've said that shit before. There's nothing you could have said, nothing you could have done, I would have still rocked with you. And a nigga had to tell me, I'm going to let you go before I ruin you. That's some shit. It's sad. Maybe I shouldn't project my feelings onto it, because at the end of the day, this is a fucking reality TV show. But one of my lessons learned is that I need to give myself more grace with the growth that I've done on my own.
Yeah.
Because the shit that I saw, that a lot of people were sitting here giving Clay that grace, cut that shit the fuck out. That boy know exactly what he's doing. He's a fuck nigga.
Okay.
He's a fuck nigga.
Okay.
He look good. He's smooth. A lot of bitches talk like TikTok.
He ain't fine to me.
He look good.
He okay.
He look good. She was happy that that's who came out when they did the reveal.
Yeah.
And she stuck with that.
He wasn't.
Her mama sitting here talking about something, well, if y'all could be this for each other, if you could be that for
each
other.
She's stupid too.
But did you see how fine he is, mom?
Like, what?
And I don't wanna keep kicking AD's back in. But honestly, just with the results of what's been happening, she likes this shit.
She likes it.
So at the end of the day, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
What a stressful
I wanted to talk about triggers with the show. That one, like I said, me seeing certain characteristics of how I was so ready to be complacent, like an AD when it came to a fuck nigga, that was a trigger for me. Also, a big trigger, the biggest thing that I saw a lot of people react to is the interactions with the parents, specifically with AD and Clay. That shit with Trevor and Clay's mother, and how you could be married to somebody for 24 years, they dog you the fuck out, disrespect you, have your child witness the infidelity.
Still not take accountability.
Still not take accountability, one. Two, sit there, still give her excuses after she said, I don't want to hear them. And three, watching that woman still be hurt from a man that she let go. They are divorced. They are not together. Yeah. And that man can still break her heart.
She was like, actually, that's sad. We don't need to talk about this. Mm-hmm. Like, she was just so,
I found out shit. Shit was revealed to me about our marriage on this show that I didn't know. There is no reason why that woman found out that her son was accompanying her fucking husband on his cheating sprees on national television.
I think he could have said that Clay off camera.
Clay is on Adderall. Clay that would be blinking and spiller. Just moving.
He's a spiller. He just be...
What about when...
You ever seen a nigga with unresolved ADHD? He can't stay still. He keep moving. That's that
he
nigga.
He stayed still at the damn reunion.
He was on Adderall.
What about when AD said that, you know, I don't want to end up like your mom.
She said respectfully, but
And he looked tight when she said that. You could see his whole body language. He felt crazy when she said that. It is the truth. Now, would I have said that on national television?
I wouldn't have said that.
No.
Especially after spending Thanksgiving with his family.
No.
And smiling in his mother's face.
And still fucking that nigga. But I'll tell you this. That would have been one of the first things I said once the cameras was off and we had a conversation outside of this, I could have been your mama. And that would have been sad. So maybe she needs to thank that nigga for being sitting there and saying, it's not responsible for me to marry you right now. She needs to thank him.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Period. So Love is Blind. Are y'all gonna watch next season?
It depends.
It's DC.
If it's DC, I'm watching.
And I don't care. It makes for good conversation. That's all I gotta say. I really enjoy the conversation. They're probably gonna whitewash it anyway.
So,
because you know, the only reason why we were so invested with this season is because the trailer came out and they had all the black people.
They're gonna whitewash it.
And DC, don't whitewash DC. DC don't mean black people.
The White House is in there. Yes, it does. The white people are trying to take it back now. Now, when they filmed it, it's DC is black as fuck.
Yeah, but that don't mean they're gonna make it. Yeah. I was gonna say there was mad white people in DC too.
It is. It's mad white people.
They're not gonna.
Because then you have to think it could be anywhere. It could be PG, Bethesda. It could be anywhere. It could be anywhere.
I think that with DC, it has a promise for it to be a little bit more colorful. And if it is, let me be honest. This season intrigued me enough to watch it next season, and I'm not even about to front on that shit.
Yeah.
So, because I like the conversation around it. I
watched all six. I'm probably not going to stop now.
Don't care. And it's good TV. It's good TV. It's better than a lot of the reality. I'm never going to sit down and watch Zeus.
I didn't care for the season with Jared and Aya. I didn't really care for that season.
I stopped watching it.
That season was there.
Like I said, this season has been this is the furthest I've ever watched it. I've never even gotten to. I got to the reunion last year because it was live.
Yeah.
But I didn't even watch half of the weddings. Like, they did their big one this season.
I think they did good in the pods this season, too. Like, there was actual, like...
deep conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Compared to the other ones where they're just like, wow, I'm really feeling you. And it's like, y'all didn't even talk about nothing. And what the fuck?
But yeah.
Just weird.
So we got three more topics. I do want to get into... we might have to... let's do this one because I feel like it's going to be quick and then we'll pick between the two.
Okay.
So, not a lot of couples got married on Love is Blind, but in real life, people are getting married and they are setting some boundaries when it comes to you're not going to play around with my invitation. Mm-hmm. So, I saw this on Twitter yesterday. So, a couple sent out wedding invitations with the RSVP deadline. And in quotations, it says, very reasonable timelines for you to respond back to their RSVP.
Okay.
Guess who RSVP'd after the date were told RSVPs are closed. Guests had missed the deadline and as a consequence will miss their wedding. Final numbers had already been turned in. That's what the couple has said. What do you think about this situation? Is the couple wrong for closing off and not letting those people RSVP after the date?
No.
They're not wrong because people just be lollygagging. People will see your invitation and really just let it sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to you about the invitation. Yeah. Talk to you about the event. And literally still have that RSVP just sit there. If you know you're coming.
Cut them off.
Just fucking RSVP.
Let me tell you something. It's not that hard.
It's not. And I agree.
People aren't like... people don't realize they're paying per plate. It's not we're not at a restaurant. Like, they're actually paying per plate to feed y'all at this place. Probably open bar, because a wedding without an open bar is just tacky. So, like, they're paying for these things. Or an
hour open bar.
Bitch,
are we free before 11? Don't free before 11 your wedding. Bar
all night.
Ew.
They're paying for you to experience this and for you to come celebrate with them. I don't see why it's so hard to just click yes or no.
Do you think that it's a little neurotic or a little
no?
It's a bridezilla and groomzilla.
No, because I'm just playing the devil's advocate. You never know. It might be whatever. Who knows? Like, they might need a certain type of fucking chairs, and the company might tell them, okay, well, we need. You know what I'm saying?
We got to order chairs. You go ten over the chairs.
It jumps the price up.
So no,
people,
you have to be anal on what you want. You have to.
I like the fact that they set that boundary. I like the fact that you did not. People always play around with not letting you know on time. And it is, I'm lenient when it comes to a lot of things. But I hate when I give you enough time to let me know if you're going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And you play around in my face. Or last minute you cancel. And now I'm inconvenienced.
Even with my party. It really annoys me. With my party, I sent out the invitations end of November. And a lot of people were like, why you do it so early? Like, this is way too early.
So I can give I don't know, time to call out do your funky ass out of work. You see how quick
March came around? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to give people leeway. And I know a lot of people travel. I know a lot of, like, you just have to give people enough time to figure out they're actually going to come. And once that deadline comes, why haven't you RSVP'd yet? Mm-hmm.
Why haven't you spoken? It's a, first of all, it's a line of communication. You, I'm inviting you to celebrate me on my special day. Oh, and you don't have the common courtesy to let me know if you're going to be able to come or not. Even if you're telling me I'm tentative. Mm-hmm. I will get back. Mm-hmm. I might not be able to get back to you on the RSVP date. But I'm communicating with you to let you know that I might be coming. I might not be coming. Yeah. Something. Some type of word.
But to just you let just want to come 3 weeks later and
be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be here. I'm going to get me a free plate.
Like,
I'm gonna
girl, come your plate is gone.
It's gone.
Gone.
It's out. Gone. And now I can cut back on expensive. Okay, well, I invited 200. Only 150. Them 50 people, I ain't got to pay for them. Yeah. It's maybe $100 a
weddings
plate.
Weddings are expensive.
Food alone they're could be $30,000. If you're doing catering, and if it's not homemade yep. catering, if you're paying like a course meal. Mm-hmm. Like, let's be serious. Mm-hmm. And make it one up. You talked about you talk about travel, destination weddings.
Yes,
you have worse. To have that head count.
Yeah,
you gotta block out rooms. You gotta secure flights to try to sit there and get a maybe get a discount if it's a big mm-hmm. group. We can't play around. We going international. What are we doing right now?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I wish that more couples would adopt this because even I saw some bullshit with my cousin's wedding last year, where last minute people that weren't invited. People that were trying to get invitations and people are like, well, this is done for.
Exactly.
And if you want to sit there and you want to invite somebody else to somebody's wedding, I haven't spoken to this person. I'm not cool with this person or I haven't spoken. Why am I inviting Aunt Liz from that second cousin past exactly. moved out of Milwaukee that I haven't spoken to since I was 3 years old?
I will
old?
Never understand that. If
you're not coming to
if
my wedding.
If we're not close, if you weren't invited, I don't see the need to invite everyone to my mm-hmm. wedding just to say everybody was there. Like, just enjoy the pictures.
Mm-hmm. That's how weddings get literally, chaotic. That's it. And they get crazy, especially if you don't have a formal wedding planner, if you don't have somebody really helping you mm-hmm. hone in on all of that. And if you want to invite somebody, you pay for the plate.
Yep.
It got to come out your pocket. Because mm-hmm. I will tell you this right now, parents will dump all their old ass friends on you and be like, invite them to my wedding. I don't talk to these people.
Exactly.
I don't. I hope I see more couples adopt this.
They should.
Yeah.
Now, do you think this would work for somebody's birthday? Do you think they would be doing too much if it was a
no,
birthday?
It's what it's for you, it's what you want.
It's tough. It's tough because you want certain people there, but you know who lollygags. You know it. There's somebody's people always to my party a week before the party.
You're always somebody's gonna always be late.
A week. And I'm like, okay. At this point, I didn't have a formal headcount because I'm like, I really don't know.
And that's people that are something but didn't show up.
That's just that
Yeah. If it's a per plate type of thing, cut it off.
Yeah.
Cut it off.
Like I said, somebody said, if you missed the deadline, that means you didn't think that my wedding was important enough for you and you don't view it as important. You are not going to my wedding.
Period. That's it.
I saw that. I was like, this is interesting. I like that.
Okay, what are we picking between?
So, we either have the topic of, are you ready? Single folks, be honest. Or the 3 month rule. And that's a nigga speaking to the ladies.
On 3 months?
Yeah, but it's not the 3 months you think. So we got one single folks, we're trying to get their opinion, or the other one is we're gonna break down what this man is telling us, ladies. Whichever you guys want to go with. We could eeny, meeny, my rock, paper, scissors, shoot it right now. So right. You are four, you are five. So all let's right. see.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I said she four?
Yeah. That's right. A single lady, right?
Yeah, we might. If this person I've that seen I want it, to come on a, I don't want you to listen to it until.
Okay.
I want to invite somebody on. I feel like they'll have a great opinion on this. So we will table this, but. Nasty. Did you want to do that one?
No.
Did
I
you?
Don't.
So, are you happy that we picked you?
I don't want to talk about it, girl.
It's I feel like we should go into it if we're going
to. No.
Okay. No.
It's nasty.
I'm too hungry.
It's triggering.
And I'm too tired. You're
going to throw up in your mouth.
Oh, not a good combination.
Yeah. Okay.
Single folks, be honest. Given who you are, where you are in your life right now, and if your life partner arrived in your life today, ready for a committed relationship, are you saying yes?
Yes.
Sure.
No.
What?
Yes or no, sis?
Wait, what?
It's yes or no, sis?
I don't know. That's my life partner.
I was about to say.
How do I know?
You know.
You don't
know.
This
is a hypothetical situation.
You do not know.
Do I know this person? Have we talked?
They're showing up in your life. Knowing who you are right now. Let's say you got divine intervention. You get a sign from whoever you believe in. Whatever God you pray to. And they letting you know that this person right here that is walking into your life, that you are meeting, they are your person. Think about who you are as a person right now, today. Are you going to be willing and ready to say yes to a committed relationship?
Yes.
No.
I'm going to say, I'm going to be realistic and say no. I'm going to say no.
Maybe I'm not getting the question.
If I met the love of my life today, for who I am, where I am, my outlook in relationships, how I feel, things that I have not resolved, things that I might be working through, am I ready for a committed relationship?
I still say yes. Yes. Because I've done some work.
I'm going to say, as much as I sit here and I say that I want something of substance and I want a relationship, if today, right now, March 2024... if the nigga of my dreams walked into my life, I would be scared, one. I'd be intimidated by the... I would be intimidated with the prospect with the prospect of a relationship, because they are still resentments that I have to work through from things in my past. That's number one.
But you're not going to try it at all?
Now, that wasn't part of the question.
I'm just asking.
No,
curious.
We're gonna build on the question. It was real clear cut. It's the yes or no. But of course, I wanna dig deeper. I'm gonna say no. I'm not ready, but I am willing
to try.
Yes, I am willing to try. If for some reason that this is my person, I am going to do. Now, granted, they always say that if you really want to better yourself, you need to do it because you want to do it, and not because somebody, you're doing it for somebody. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to lie and sit here and say that people that bring out the best of you are not motivating factors. Mm-hmm. Because I personally was scared of commitment, scared of relationships, would stay away from them, not to put myself out there for a plethora of just self-esteem issues of not thinking that people would take me serious in that light. But I believe that I was a good girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I liked the challenges that relationships gave me. And I sit here and I listen to all these fucking podcasts about relationship woes, this, that, and the third. I like the dynamic of finding solutions and for men and women to come together, because I truly believe that partnership, people benefit from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's done in a healthy way.
I think everyone should have.
However, I have some shit that I have not worked out. I have some resentments towards the opposite sex. I have some sexual shit that I need to work out, where I am even scared to get. I want intimacy, but I'm scared and I don't even know what it looks like. Like, what would it look like being intimate with somebody right now? I do not trust my feelings and making good decisions when it comes to the opposite sex. So that's what I'm saying. This got to be a motherfucking smack in the face from Jehovah Jireh himself to tell me that this is my partner, for me to even really sit there and be like, I'm going to try right now. Right. So that's why I'm saying no, because I know for a fact that there are some deep-seated trust issues that I have to work out before I can let a man get that close to me on that level of even cultivating a relationship.
Yeah.
I really want to do it.
You have to just be, they have to just be like fucking for like for real. Like, you got to be dead ass. Like, you can't, like, you have to be for real.
Yeah.
Like, not this, oh, you know, I'm a be on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, be, like, throw myself out there, you know, at, you know, niggas throw at me. And then when I'm when here, the time comes, it's just like.
It's a 180.
So I'm like, yeah, but no.
That's why this question is geared towards the person that is showing you those things. You have, you've vetted this person. They have seen it. Like, but self-sabotage is very easy.
It made it seem like it was a stranger coming up to you.
No, like,
That's what it made it seem like, a stranger.
I know. It could come off like, well, if God dropped a nigga on your face right now, you're right saying now. Yes. No, like, this is somebody that you are actually dating.
Yeah.
You're vetting. Okay, well, they're showing up. Well, yeah. But granted, that person can be showing you that I am worth it. But you can self-sabotage. You can sit there and you can have commitment issues. You can have trust issues. We could stop a good thing. Just because we sit here and this nigga is showing up don't mean we trust it.
Yeah.
What if you don't trust his actions, even though he is showing you what it is? That happens.
You know what, for me, niggas always come in and they have these actions and then these actions just stop. You know, and they just, go away. And that's a very scary thing for me. But when just talking to my mom and realizing.
That is why we didn't do question number five.
I have to.
Heartbreak,
and it hurts.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
And I have to get to a place where, you know, it's like, okay, like, what they say, like, you get off that bus, the next one coming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to just, you know, like, if Mixed Man is presenting himself this way to me and a year later it switches and it's not what I want.
Just gotta go.
I gotta stop trying to fight for things, and just know. And just be faithful and just believe that, you know, that person will come.
Do you think it's just that man just up and switching, or do you believe that it in hindsight, when you look back, have they shown you signs that they were declining with being persistent, with being a good person from really showing up? Or was it really just these motherfuckers was Jekyll and Hyde and it was a 180? Because I feel like sometimes we think, oh, you just switched up on me, but these niggas be on their way out a little bit faster.
Sometimes, like, declining, but then they also have their little stories to tell with in between. So you be like,
yeah,
okay.
that's the,
like,
access.
You know, like,
that's
okay, the access, like, keep. I understand, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. This is what, you know what I'm saying, the little stories that they, you know, they throw in there or whatever, so you're compassionate and you feel it or whatever. Yeah. So, you
we
know.
We be giving niggas.
That video, you gotta watch that video.
We have to.
We're literally discussing that video.
We might as well just do it. And then y'all, I wanted to give y'all both miscellaneouses, but now you gotta choose one.
Just hurry up and play it.
Alrighty. It's a little long-winded, but I think we could, we already started.
And it's typically known as the 3-month rule. And before we get into it, I can speak on it because, unfortunately, yes, I have done it. I know I was a shitty ass human being for doing it. It's super manipulative, but this shit is foolproof. This shit worked. And I'm taking full accountability for it. I don't live that life anymore. And if you can't change something, embrace it. So I'm going to embrace it by giving y'all the game so y'all can peep up on it. So from the first time y'all in contact, this man is giving you, boom, 100%. He'll text you first, and he's consistent with it. The compliments, endless. This man is in love with you. He think you're the most beautiful person on the planet. He's always available. You can random FaceTime him, and he's always picking up the phone. He tells you when he's going somewhere. He might even give you his location. Oh, he might even send you some money on. And this isn't just 1, 2, 3. No, he's consistent with it. That's the key, is consistency. That's what women fall in love with, consistency. Mm-hmm. And he'll fight through the phase you're trying to play hard to get. Maybe you got certain boundaries from past relationships. He gonna respect them all. He might not even try to fuck. And now you think you done got the one. You think you done got the love of your life. You so proud of yourself. Oh, right. I stood on business. I never settled. And I finally
get
got
that shit at it.
No, baby. Nah, this just a start. So now that he knows that he got you, boom, he dropping to 95%. But you don't notice, because that 5%, it's not too much of a difference from what he was doing. And then, boom, he drops it to 90%. And some women notice it. Majority of women don't. Most of the time, the delusion that you got from him putting in 100% is still in there. So y'all not really finna peep. And then, boom, he drops it to 80. And you notice this one. But you're not ready to say nothing yet. You, as soon as you just overthinking, you don't want to self-sabotage a good relationship that you don't feel. So boom, now he drops it to 75. And you speak on this one. You reach out to me, you like, hey, what's going on? You seem a little distant. Is everything cool? You just seem a little off. I'm just dealing with a lot. When I'm going through stuff, I just like to isolate. When my energy low, I just like to distance myself so it don't rub off on you. Okay, so boom, he knows you peaked the shift. He bumps it back up to 75. And you're grateful. You happy about this 5%. You're like, oh, he's putting back in effort. I knew he cared about me. Just feeding the delusion. But so, oh boy, 5% is nothing. From 70 to 75. That's what a couple FaceTime calls today. He gonna keep chopping. It's gonna keep getting lower. You probably at 65, 60, 55% by now. You say something again. And get what he do. Bump it back up 5 more%. And you still grateful because you communicated something and he changed. But it's 5%. Shawty, that's nothing. And he's just going to keep chopping it. At this point, you're at like 20%. But you so desperate to get back to that 100% that you thought were real. You're like, please, give me anything. And get what he do. He give you another 5%. Y'all catch what's going on? The whole point of it is like this manipulative push and pull method. Like, give you a little bit, take a little bit more. But every time he's taking more and more away. He can give you, he can be at nothing, 0%, and you will be happy with that 5%. And I'm gonna give y'all an example just so I can peep how small 5% is. It's that random text you get. Hey, shout out, just think about you. Hope your day going well. How your mama doing? It could be a random swipe up on the store. You know what I'm saying? Some hard eyes. Some, hey, you look gorgeous right here. Woo, woo, woo. Take this shit down. Woo, 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 woo. Come on. Like, the game has always been the game.
My brothers kill me when they do that.
The only way to beat this is to believe him when he shows you who he is. A man that cares about you. He's not going a day without talking to you.
Period.
There's no way that he's finna cut communication because he going through something. He gonna want you a part of that. But y'all know the drill, man. Like, comment, follow. Tell me what else y'all want to know.
All right, I got a really quick.
That shit stressed me out.
Really quick story about that shit. Situation, nigga was always in my DMs, didn't pay no mind, because that shit be annoying sometimes, and nigga just be talking to whatever, finally gave him a fucking chance. This nigga FaceTime me every day, we FaceTime, we talk every day, we text, everything, all the time, it was all good. I was like, okay, I already fucking know, like, bitch, you talking too much about this motherfucker already, so excited, everybody excited, oh, so happy for you, Jazz, okay, whatever, okay, cool. Link up when we go hang out. Everything cool. Everything happens. We do whatever. Shit stop.
Yeah. Boom.
And I was proud of myself because when I noticed that shit, I spoke up for myself.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I was like, you basically like, okay, so I told him, I was like, okay, you was in my DMs for this song. Finally gave you a chance. Did blah, blah, blah. This and this happened. And it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, like, I let you know, I recognize it, and I know it, and I'm not
cut it off,
and I'm not fucking, like, it was just very, it was gradual, like, here and there, oh, text, oh, I'm this, I'm that, when you really wasn't doing shit.
He wasn't doing nothing.
So then, literally, like, I just stopped, and then one day, like, he had texted me, he was like, oh, damn, Jasmine, left him on red, didn't say shit.
Damn, dude, what?
I've never talked to him ever the fuck, I've never, ever again.
No.
And I was like, I'm not about to do this push and pull. Mm-hmm. Like, no. Like, that shit was so fucking whack.
No.
Another nigga, oh, you hit me up because, oh, you want to, you, it, to me, it's not hard to plan anything.
No.
It's not hard to plan anything. I'm not waiting a fucking month to talk to you or to hang out with you. You can make it the fuck happen. I'm not doing it. And you're not the person for fucking me. No. I'm not going a month without talking to you. You texting me just to meet you for a fucking weekend. Like, no, I'm not doing that.
That's stupid.
Not doing that. You're not for me. I'm not doing it.
For 28.
I'm not doing that. Fuck out of here. Like,
it's crazy to me. And I'm not even gonna front with you. When he was sitting here and he was saying that, it wasn't that it was triggering me. It was like I got a little bit of validation. A lot of people, I'll be like, you cut shit off too easy.
No,
y'all
no.
Y'all stick shit out. No. No.
You can't be AD. No. You can't be AD.
No.
Sorry. It don't work.
I know how I give it up. I'm consistent. Even if I'm busy, I communicate that. I'm at work right now.
Mm.
Give me about 2 hours. I'll even FaceTime when you when I get off. And what do I when I get off? I FaceTime if I want to speak to you. And because if I don't want to talk, I'm a ghoster. But you want to know why? Because once you start to show me that you don't give a fuck or your mindset is just at one steady pace and you're not listening to what I'm saying, if I sit here and I tell you that I like to do this, that, and the third, and you're hitting me with just coming to my house, cutting it off. We don't align.
You're telling me the complete opposite, and that is not even how you got me. Because I'm not, I'm definitely not talking to, I'm definitely not even prolonging the situation with a nigga that's sitting here saying, well, I just like to chill in the crib. I don't want to do nothing. I just want to go out. Okay, that's good and fine. You had to have said something for me to even get to the point of giving you my number where I felt like this can move on. And if you're not being consistent, you come in. The last person I was talking to, we were both consistent with one another. Going back and forth, he was good and he was fine. Good 2 weeks, come back from vacation, started acting weird. Some shit happened, giving excuses. I was like, oh, watch. This shit's about to fade out. And I'm glad.
It's the dwindle.
This shit's about to fade out. And as soon as he started moving like that, and he started to fade out, I started to fade out. We ghosted each other at the same time. I ain't heard from him since.
Nope.
I'm not even mad at it. Because I peeped what you were about to do, and I said, you know what? Take note. Not even dealing with it.
No. Don't ever think I'm ever traveling to another state. Like for me, don't you ever think I'm traveling, like, to Maryland for just for some fucking dick. And for the, I'm not doing that.
That's not worth it.
It's not worth it. I'm not, like, right here. Like, I'm not doing that.
Why drive?
Like, I'm not ever. Point? Like, it's people just be saying some out of pocket shit. And I'm like, who the fuck you think I am? So yeah. I be having to let people know, right? No, that's not happening. Yeah, like,
so
it's not.
It's people the way, it's the way they try to make it seem like you're so cold. Like, the whole damn Jasmine, they'll hit you with the, oh, you hate me. Oh, this and that. And it's like, no, I don't know.
I'm just
lying.
Oh, so you don't know me no more.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
No, I don't hate you, baby.
I'm just not on that type of time.
I just don't hate myself.
Yeah, I'm not on like, that type
I'm
of
not,
time.
I'm not about to waste my time
you're
with you.
About to
because I know as soon as I give you exactly what it is that you want, done.
It's the lane of access.
You switch the fuck up. There's no more texting. There's no more calling. There's no more paying attention to me. No, none of that. As soon as I give you that access,
men.
It's done.
Certain men will sit there and they will do all of the things, be quote unquote consistent, give you all of that to wrap you in just so they can switch up, start to dwindle out, fade out, like he said, or cut it off completely. But at least they're going to sit there and they're going to be like, well, this is a road of access. You know how much fucking roads of access they have with mad different bitches? They got mad access lanes. That's all they want. And I could drive down this one on Monday. I could drive that one on Tuesday. And you the Friday, bitch. And I'm supposed to sit here and not peep game?
That shit was
so
corny.
You do better.
I was like, uh-uh. And I was like, nope. Like, fuck it. Like, you, like, the old me pushing, pulling, tugging. Nope. I don't got time. I'm not on that type of time. You're not about to waste my time and make me feel less than. Or I'm not fucking worth it. I don't have time. Because I know I'm fucking worth every fucking
I'm gonna take what homeboy says. And my first sign of invalidation, if you're not giving me the same energy that I am giving you, cutting it. You're not about to catch me at the 85, the 75, the 65. We have done nothing. You have not proven anything to me for me to sit here and think that I'm not supposed to even fight for a nigga like you. What? A couple good morning texts? A brunch?
And then those fucking excuses that he was talking about, they come real convenient.
Niggas, they all text from the same fucking textbook. They all say the same fucking line.
Then you got some that make those excuses that you can't argue. Those perfect little excuses of something with the family or something with this and that. And it's like, damn, I can't really argue this because, I mean, hey, I would be busy too at this point. But I'm sorry. It doesn't matter how busy you are. When I'm busy and I'm at work or if some shit is going on, I can still stop for 2 seconds and be like, hey, such and such is going on, but I'm gonna hit you as soon as I can. Or da da da. Like, it's nothing to have a clear line of communication.
I don't want
to
hear
if
it.
You can't even do that. That's bare minimum.
I don't care because niggas. First of all, your niggas, you're stupid and you're sloppy. First and foremost, give an example.
Stupid and sloppy.
Some time ago, was talking to somebody. They started to be inconsistent. They were talking about, oh, I got into a car accident. Shit got totaled. So I'm going through a lot. Okay. I hear what you're saying. That is a big inconvenience. I got hurt in the car accident. Hurt to what extent?
That hurt.
Do you have to go to physical therapy? Are you hospitalized? No, this, that, and third. You texted me to tell me. You texted me to complain and give me all your grievances. But then when I'm telling you, well, let's this, that, and the third, blah, 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 offerings, nothing. But you're stupid and you're sloppy. You're sending subliminals on Instagram. to somebody that you got to be fucking with, because you ain't going through no shit with me. Mm-hmm. And you're mad at somebody on Instagram. So did you get into a car accident, or are you just mad because your last bitch is not acting right?
Exactly.
People make fucking time.
At least be slick.
It's just getting tired.
It's tired. It's getting tired because you can't.
When is the last time y'all felt butterflies? Stop saying that. I just want to know, because this shit that y'all doing, it's making it seem like y'all ain't felt it in a while. And y'all are just walking around.
Even if they feel butterflies, do they know what to do with those feelings?
I don't think they do.
Ask that. I don't think
they do.
And what did you do when you felt those butterflies? Is she your girl now? Is she about to be your wife? Was it something? Because I've heard on another aspect that butterflies are not even actually good. They're an indication of anxiety that this is a red flag. Too, I don't know how it correlates. I didn't really want to get too deep into it because there's certain delusions I would like to stick with. I think butterflies are a good thing. I like the nervousness you get in your stomach when you're doing something new.
Like somebody. Hey, you got a little crush. Listen, you ever had a crush?
The crush can be for the plot. I really believe in the plot nowadays. It's so funny. It's funny.
You believe in the plot?
I don't believe in the plot. I've never done it.
I was going to say, that's a very Pisces statement.
Girl, don't bring Zodiacs up on here.
I love a plot. It's fun.
Miscellaneous question. Which one y'all picking?
Oh my God, I thought we did.
Those were just my
what's
topics.
What's the topic? I mean, what's the miscellaneous?
We broke them down quite beautifully. Number one is, I know one of them is Serenade. And then the number two is, would you rather baby?
Something with a kid.
You get so caught up on the title. Serenade. Pick which one is more interesting.
Serenade.
The fuck?
Serenade.
That ain't even a question. You've been here about 50 Latin times. You act like you don't know what's going on.
Serenade.
One second, your undivided attention.
I'm listening.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm talking about her.
Oh, Serenade. I was just looking at Rocky.
If you had to choose a song to serenade somebody with, what would that song be? So say, and I'm going to put it, say you had somebody that you were trying to seduce, and you had one song that you had to sing. Let's just say that we all have beautiful voices like Beyonce and Brandy. Let's just put that out there.
Oh, I have to sing it? I can't just play
it? Seduce them. Okay, let's put play. Whatever. That's not the question, but it is what it is. If you had to use one song to seduce somebody, what is the song that you're playing?
Damn.
What's that song?
Let me get my phone real quick.
Your phone about to help you?
What's it? Let me sit this ass on it.
Mm-hmm.
That one.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, we shouldn't make it sing.
That one.
I didn't even want to run away.
That song.
It wasn't a good note. Rocket by Beyonce.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. That's a good one. It's a very, very good one.
I just like how she's singing that song.
These spam texts are just getting really worse.
Do they know your name now?
It said, hi, Shani. Hope all is well.
You got to call T-Mobile and have them blocked.
Refund your incidental fee. Is this phone number connected to your Zelle?
Do we have report? Can you?
Oh, these things is crazy. No, you got to delete it and then report it.
Oh, if I delete it and then it's going to go like this.
Delete it.
And then report as junk.
Okay.
Is this number connected to your Zelle?
It's crazy. That's crazy.
About to drain your shit.
Okay, yes. Rocket by Beyonce.
That's a good one to seduce a nigga.
It's definitely one of them.
That's my favorite. That is literally one of my favorite songs from her. And
I love that song.
Would that be it, though? Would that be it?
Also,
though?
Mine is Janet Jackson. Would you mind,
baby? You gonna answer the question? She not gonna answer it. You know she don't like my music questions. Tell her ass you gonna call her back.
I'll tell her.
You working? Shit! Why are you picking all my damn songs? I'm doing great with this one, baby.
I don't know. I'm usually really good at this.
I go to my playlist.
Speechless by Beyonce. Ooh.
Speechless is good. But to seduce.
Where you been, baby?
To seduce somebody?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Speechless is really good.
I'm bugging. I know.
Baby, you can call on me.
Wait, y'all don't know that song? Why? Just stop. Because it's not that.
Do it again. Don't play it. Sing it again. I want to get it. No. Do it.
I'm not doing it justice.
I got it, and it's not a good one.
What is it?
You want to play that to seduce somebody? Like, sexually?
Are you fucking serious? What is it? You want to tell me I hope you enjoyed your last time on this month.
What is it?
Because I'm about to pull it up.
Isn't that...
Fucking bitch. Like, it's from, Wayne to Excel soundtrack. It's
All
Night Long.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you? To seduce somebody? Boy, I'll do you all night long.
Do you boy, I'll night do night you all night long.
Okay. I wasn't getting that when you first said it, but now I know.
I should have started from the chorus. I'll give y'all that.
That's a good one.
She shit on me.
That's a good one.
But can you fight?
Stop at. See, she wants to hit me.
She cannot fight.
Why you want to hit her?
No, you don't understand. You don't live with her. You don't know. She's spicy, but she can't.
This podcast is not supported by violence. I've been spicy.
And don't come for her if you see her in the street just because I'm saying she can't fight, because I will beat y'all the fuck up.
Monetize.
This is the end of the pod.
Sasha ran into VIM one day and tried to fight this girl that bullied me in high school.
Because why are you... I'm not an aggressor, but why are you bullying people?
I was like, yeah, that's her right there. She was like, that is? And she like fling the jeans or whatever she had in her hand.
Sasha!
She went to the back of the store and was like, yeah, you the bitch that's been fucking with my sister.
Why are you bullying people? I would have done that for anybody.
Oh my god. Yeah, no.
You can't bully people. It's not right.
So, who is it? Total? I mean, no.
It's, that is specifically All Night Long has. It's SWV and
Babyface.
Boy,
Bay.
I do you all. Rain wouldn't be a bad one either. Because it's about squirting.
Ashanti?
I would do Untitled by D'Angelo.
SWV. Okay.
How you want?
No, that's why I said play it. I can't
don't
sing
laugh
it.
At her.
That's why
don't
I said I can't
no.
sing
it. It's a sexy song, but it takes so long
you
to get to the
get
point.
Instrument.
He's going to be like,
you got to dance.
He's going to be waiting like. Oh, yeah. She wanted live.
How do y'all feel about that? Would y'all do a chair dance?
Yes.
I would laugh at my
I get it.
I couldn't take myself seriously.
No, I have to get a real mature man because if you laugh at me,
yeah, oh my god!
I think any man, honestly, that really care about you would laugh.
Like you gotta be the nigga in the Dance for You video.
What did you do?
You did something.
Come here.
You gotta be the nigga in the Dance for You video because I'm gonna be very mad if you laugh. Like, why you, bitch? If you can't be serious in this moment, you can't be serious in life. Don't play with me.
He's so loving.
I was stretched for this motherfucking dance and everything. Yes.
Yeah.
That's mine.
Okay.
Wrap this motherfucker.
Rocky, what's your song? When you to your monkey.
Who let the dogs out? Because you know they be humping fast as hell.
Something with DMX.
Yes. Then knock the stuff out that damn thing.
Oh my god.
Episode 156 of the...
Good
podcast.
Pod. Good pod, man.
Yeah.
Don't let these niggas play in your fucking face.
We don't do that push and pull shit.
No.
Push and pull.
We're not doing no 5%. If he's just giving 5% more, cut it off. Run. Talk about painting nails red.
Access lane.
What?
When I see red flags, I just paint my nails red.
That's what AD said.
When she said that?
Apparently in the pod. That was episode one, baby. I did not hear that.
That was episode one. Listen.
That's what they said.
Angelica. You can follow us on YouTube. You can follow us on our Instagram page. We have our TikTok. We don't know how long that's going to be around. We do have a Twitter as well. Let's have some conversations on there. They signed a bill to get TikTok the fuck up out of here.
Wow.
Now it's up to the Senate. Or it's right for Congress, whatever. Because TikTok is giving us...
It's a lot
us...
of begging on there.
Huh?
People be begging on TikTok.
Well, begging, but then also TikTok gives us a lot of information that nobody will ever tell us. They don't
want
us to
know. I think that the higher ups at Google are in the politicians' pockets.
They gotta be.
And nobody uses Google anymore for research. They go on TikTok, and they're like, we gotta get them on. And it's attached to China. Even more of an excuse.
Yeah.
We don't know. We just speculate. Mm-hmm. Allegedly. But yes, all of our socials will be down here. Shaheni only has Twitter and she's not talking to y'all.
Nope.
Never.
I'm just reading now.
Right. So you guys, let's say bye.
Bye, y'all.